It's wonderful to come together and worship the Lord and continue in what He is doing here in our midst. We want to start off our services. I'll have Shannon Johnson go ahead and come on up here this morning. Remember last week I presented her for church membership. I've met and talked with Shannon, and she feels that this is where God has her and has led her to be a part of the church body, as well as to become involved in what God is doing here at the church. She works within our Awana program, and this fall, I believe she's going to be leading one of the younger classes, so we're excited about that. But we just welcome what it is, again, that God continues to do in adding to His eternal kingdom and His family here. So all those in favor of Shannon being welcomed into the body of Jesus Christ here at the church of His church, Clinton Bible Fellowship, let it be known with a hearty amen.
Amen.
Welcome into the body. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. You know, as I've studied throughout the scriptures this week, there's a recurring theme that keeps coming up to me, and it came up again this morning as I was getting ready, and Becca had some music playing there in the other room this morning, and I heard a song that really resonated with my heart, and it's entitled, I Am Not Alone. And I just wanted to read you the first stanza of those lyrics. When I walk through the deep waters, I know you will be with me. When I'm standing in the fire, I will not be overcome. Through the valley of the shadow, I will not fear. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. And that's reflective, indicative of Isaiah 43, verses 1 and following, where God says, But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When, not if, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I'm so thankful that we are not alone in this world. We are not alone in this life. And whatever it is that you're facing, that you're in this morning, wherever it is that you are, just know that you are not alone. I just want to begin our services this morning just in the stillness and privacy of our own heart, as we do every week, just to go before the throne of God and just offer your heart and your mind before Him. Maybe there's something you need to pray about. Maybe you just need to claim that promise. God, I know I'm not alone this morning. I know I'm here, but more importantly, I know that you're with me. And just pray to the Lord today, here this morning, in the stillness of your heart. Almighty, infinite Father, our sweet and precious Jesus, hallowed be your name. You are holy, you are righteous, you are just. Father, we're a needy people, and we need you today. We need you every moment of every day. God, I thank you for the promises of your word that we clearly see. I thank you, Almighty God, that we can know with confidence that we are not alone. For the God of this universe, the God of our salvation, has said, I will be with you. When you walk through the waters, when you go through the fire, I will hold your hand. I will uphold you. I will carry you when needed. Father, I praise you for that confidence in my own mind and heart this morning. I praise you and thank you, Father, that we have those promises to claim and to cling to in the times of need, but not just when we're desperate, but every waking hour. Father, we commit this service into your hands, for you are our God. You are the King of righteousness. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. So we ask and invite your presence to be here this morning, that it would be very present and evident, not just in our midst, but in our hearts. And may we bow our hearts before you today in humility, submitting to your will and your purpose. God, I pray for those who are heartbroken this morning. I pray for the marriages that are struggling. I pray for the children who are wandering. I pray for those who are facing physical infirmity and difficulty. I pray for those who are brokenhearted. I pray for those who are weary. I pray, Almighty God, for those who are fighting spiritual battles that are beyond what we can comprehend. God, I pray for your peace and your power and your presence here today. And I pray that we would cling to you today. And I pray that we'd walk out of this place armored in the armor of God today. That we would experience the victory that you have given to us. But only through you and in you can we make this claim. That we are more than conquerors through him who died for us. Father, we need you. And we acknowledge that dependence upon you today in every area of our lives. May we be exalted now in song and all that is said and done this morning. For the precious and holy name of Jesus, we ask it. And in that name alone, we ask all things. Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask everybody to stand, and we're going to praise the Lord in song this morning with a wonderful hymn. It's titled, My Savior's Love. And think of the lyrics as we sing it. Wonderful and marvelous. Say amen like you mean it.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Good morning. I've mentioned a few times that Terry and I are blessed that we're going to be grandparents at the end of October. And my granddaughter is actually here today, but she's inside my daughter. My daughter Ashley and her husband Aaron are here visiting from North Carolina, so we're happy to have them there. And we do have a granddaughter. She's alive and living. Amen? We just haven't seen her yet. She's there. I'm only mentioning this because people have asked me where Terry is, how she's doing. She's still in the Guilford house. She's in room 104. People have asked if they want to send a card or whatever. I'm not saying do it, but people have asked, so I thought I'd just let you know that she's still there, and it'd be 5 weeks ago Monday, she broke her ankle, but she's doing better. We actually brought her out to a restaurant for dinner last night, so she was able to get out and get into the car, so we're thankful for that. If you have if you're new visitor, if there's a connection card, it should be in front of you in the pew. If you could fill one of those out and put it in the offering plate as the officers come by in just a couple minutes. And a couple quick announcements on the back of the bulletin. Starting August 15th, which is this coming Tuesday, right? Yeah, Tuesday. Chuck Veth, one of our church men here, will be leading a study in the book of Ephesians for about 12 weeks. So any men who are interested in that, sign up, please. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. So those studies are always fantastic, and it's a great time for men to get together, too, and study God's Word. So take that opportunity and get your name on that sheet. And then also there'll be, on August 30th, we have some new missionaries that we're looking to support. Missionaries Mark and Pat DeCoy, and they're the new Awana missionaries. They'll be here on Wednesday evening, August 30th. So be an opportunity for people here to come and meet these new folks who will be taking over the Awana program. With that, we have the ushers come forward, and let's all stand, and we're going to recite together Isaiah 41:10. It's in the bulletin, also up on the screen. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. And Tom, would you lead us in a prayer?
Shall we pray? Father, in most holy and precious name of your Son, Jesus, we come to you at this point in our service to give that back to you, a portion of that which you so blessed have given to us, our time, talents, and our finances. Father, we just pray that you'll use them to bring you honor and glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Bruce. We're going to have everybody stand, and we're going to praise the Lord in the song also. You know, it always amazes me how God coordinates everything, whether it's Pastor talking about how we'll never be alone, or Bruce singing at the cross, because we're going to be talking about how God doesn't leave us alone, and the power of the cross, and all those things. And it's just amazing how God always brings it together. We're going to sing an awesome hymn. It's called Praise Him, Praise Him. Let's do it, and proclaim to the Lord your love for Him. Go.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus.
Prophet, priest, and king. He's our rock. Lyric in that song talked about him carrying us. Pretty sure that's not being alone. If somebody's holding you, you're not alone. And you know, we talk about the cross, but as Pastor always said and says, the cross wasn't the end. He rose victorious from the grave. We're just going to sing about some of the things that we believe right now. Let's sing this to the Lord.
I believe in the Son. I believe. Yeah.
Are you happy you're alive in Jesus? I got some more great news for you. It says in Hebrews 12:2 says this: looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, counted it a joy, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Everybody's seen pictures of the cross. Only God could have faced that with joy. Jesus, and he did it for us because we couldn't pay the price for our own sins, endured the cross, despising the shame, is set at the right hand of the throne of God Almighty. Can I get a witness? Amen. We're going to sing about the power of the cross.
Is the power.
Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us for not dwelling on you more, even constantly, for the wonderful things that you've done for us, for having our names written in your wounds, for bearing our sins and evil deeds and all the dumb things I've said on a cross. And Lord God, we praise you that you didn't stay dead, but that you rose victorious from the grave. Lord God, we thank you for the joy of our salvation and for the hope that's in you, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord God, even now, Jesus, you intercede for us. Lord, help us to just do the right thing, to keep our eyes on you and in your word. Lord, use Pastor as he brings your word to us this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.